96.5 TIC, 8:31 Thursday morning. Time for the lighter side. What do you have, Christine?
Yeah, Tetris turns 35 today, just to make you feel old.
I used to love playing Tetris.
Tetris was so fun. It was so basic.
Love that.
Now it's so complicated, you get a headache playing anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone won a $344 million jackpot by playing the numbers from a fortune cookie.
Wow.
You know how you open the fortune cookie and it says your lucky numbers are?
Yes.
Well, it worked out for Charles Jackson Jr. from Cumberland County, North Carolina.
How much money did Charles win?
$344.6 million.
Oh, my God. Half of it goes to the IRS.
I know, but still, you're in for a pretty good payday.
Wind up with $160 million.
I wonder if he has to log into his HR and put that in, you know. Yeah. They don't do manual timesheets anymore, so you have to do that electronically. Right. A woman at a restaurant, she was in line. There was a guy in front of her, right? And she was mad that it was taking him so long to order. So she said, you know, if everyone takes as long as that fat guy in front of me, it's going to take us forever. So you know what he did?
What?
He bought all the chicken. So that when it got to her turn to order, all the chicken was gone, and she had to wait 30 minutes.
What do you mean? How could you buy all the chicken?
It was like however they prepare their food at this particular restaurant. They prepare
all
it in
whatever
batches,
was ready, already
was ready.
He bought.
He bought all that was ready.
So she had to wait then.
Instant petty revenge.
Oh, my God.
Taco Bell ran out of tacos, and a customer called 911.
How do you run out of tacos?
Someone in Slidell, Louisiana.
Oh, man.
Called 911 to report a serious emergency.
Oh, my God.
They had gone to Taco Bell. The store had run out of both hard and soft shell tacos. And really, they didn't know what else to do about it. For the first time ever, we now spend more time on our phones than watching TV.
It's like crack.
It is like crack.
Yeah, it's like crackberry.
Well, yeah. You know, they do brain scans of people on their phones and then compare it to someone, a crack addict.
Yeah.
And the same area of the brain lights up when you're on your phone as does when you do crack.
It's because Apple got us hooked on the iPhone and we can't be without it now.
We can't stop.
God.
I mean, all the places that you take your phone, you know, you're in your car.
Right.
You can't help but look at your phone.
Right.
You're in the bathroom, you bring your phone with you.
Yeah. And if
you're
going
to the dinner table, you have to have your phone.
And I know you do this because I do it also.
What?
When you're going into an appointment and you're a little early for the appointment, you have to bring your phone with you. It gives you something to do while you're waiting.
And you meanwhile, you have a stack of books in your house. You could easily grab a book and bring it with you. I think we've dramatically, chemically altered our brains.
Yeah.
There's no going back.
Right.
There's absolutely no going back.
Nightmare.
Don't you feel bad?
I don't feel bad.
You don't feel bad? And finally, a guy got kicked out of a strip club, fired shots at the bouncers, then crashed his car.
Oh.
Pretty sure that this guy, not in Florida, North Carolina, has hit rock bottom.
Yes.
Just because he got kicked out of a strip club.
Doesn't make him a bad person.
Mornings start here.
Here we go.
Weather Company on 96.5 TIC.